Dearest Julian, as you might recall, one of my favorite childhood memories is of a trip to Japan with my family. We were there in the springtime and the cherry blossoms were in full bloom. It was stunning. So when I heard about the National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C., I knew I had to go. And this spring, I finally did. In case you don't know, the National Cherry Blossom Festival is a four-week cultural festival held across the city and is from March 20th to April 12th this year. Its focal point is the city's over 3,000 cherry trees that the Tokyo mayor, Yukio Ozark, gifted to the U.S. in 1912. They represent goodwill, peace, and a solid U.S.-Japan relationship. The festival's opening ceremony serves as a tribute to this generous gift and the ongoing friendship between the two nations. I enjoyed the ceremony, but my favorite festival event was the parade. It ran along 10 blocks of Constitution Avenue and featured giant, colorful helium balloons, marching bands from across the country, celebrity entertainers and performers. The showmanship was beyond impressive. The other highlight for me was the Japanese street festival, Sakura Matsuri. It is the largest celebration of Japanese culture in the U.S. There were live performances of J-pop music and martial arts, authentic Japanese foods, crafts and vendors, and cultural exhibits. I also enjoyed the Peddlerpalooza, a day-long waterfront event with live music on multiple stages, interactive art, family-friendly activities, and a grand fireworks finale over the Anacostia River. I would love to have included a dried cherry blossom from the festival in this letter, as a little gift to you. However, while visitors are welcome to admire the blossoms to their heart's content, picking them is against the lore, so you'll just have to come to the festival with me next time. Please write back and let me know how you are and tell me all your news. Lots of love, Ricky.